Yeah, it'll probably be best if... I mean, I do want to hear everybody when we are doing invocations, but if you think there's going to be noise in the background, then mute yourself with six. Maybe try doing pound six, see if that works. So hopefully that if it works right. Yeah, pound six, okay. So pound six is the mute for everybody, guys. I can hear you. Okay, well, welcome everybody. Welcome. My name is Zakiran. Some of you might know me, some of you might not. I do live in Australia. I'm originally from the US. I've been on this pathway for many years now. The pathway of awakening, the pathway of ascension, the pathway of enlightenment, whatever you'd like to call it. And specifically, well, I work with, on the big scale, on the big scale, I work with activating people's light bodies. So I do a lot of work with Merkaba healing and activation. And your Merkaba is your light body. Well, I'll talk about that kind of thing in the future. But today, the focus is prosperity now, and specifically, the design of this event is to help everybody learn to work together, to combine our energies together, and combine our energies together in group Merkaba. So basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be linking our light bodies together. We're going to be linking our energy fields together. And then we're going to be, through that energy, we're going to be helping each other. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody. And then I might bring everybody back on. So I'm just going to do... Okay, guys, so you don't need to mute yourself. Everybody's muted right now. when I want to hear your guys' voices and when we're going to combine our energies, I'll unmute us. So the whole design of this event is to get everybody working together because we need to work together on this planet. That is the next level for the ascension of this planet, is everyone learning to work together. Everyone combining their energies together and with the visions that we all have of heaven on earth together, because we have all come to this planet to embody our visions of heaven on earth. We've come to this planet to combine our energies as one to create heaven on earth. And there are steps that we need to take along the way to create this. First of all, of course, we need to... We're on our own spiritual journey, our own spiritual awakening. And there are support available to us to help us with this awakening. Part of that support is from each other, which is what we're doing together today. And I'm going to also invite in support from the Ascended Masters and the Angels. Another aspect of support that is available to us. And the other aspect of this is, well, the main aspect of this is, aside from learning to work together, is to generate wealth for ourselves. Because we need money. We need wealth to create what we need to create here. We need to be able to do our work. We need to be able to connect with people. We need to be able to write our books. We need to be able to make our CDs. We need to be able to travel. We need to be able to do whatever we need to do to accomplish our mission. We may need to invest money into light centers. We may need to create programs for each other, for ourselves. We may need, you know, even need to support each other in physical ways, giving money to us, to someone who needs it because they've got a fabulous book or a fabulous project that we feel connected to. So, and there is a big shift happening on the planet right now. A big shift to total prosperity, to true prosperity. Because what has been happening on the planet is not true prosperity. What has been happening on the planet on financial levels is lack consciousness, not prosperity consciousness. The system of finance on this planet is based upon lack, not abundance. It's based upon the umbrella that people feel unworthy about themselves, and they feel not good enough. So, and when you feel not good enough and unworthy, well, then you will always struggle with creation of finance and abundance for yourself. And the system is designed to capitalize on that, so that some people become rich, while everybody else who is giving all their money to those who are rich get poorer and poorer. But we are creating an entirely new system of finance and abundance and prosperity. Something that we are personally creating with the support and the help that is available to us from Mother Earth, the nature spirits, the divas and the fairies of the land, the ascended masters and angels who carry the divine plan for this planet, and the entire hierarchy that whose focused attention is upon this planet and the ascension of this planet. Because each one of you are on this call, you are obviously interested in creating financial wealth for yourself. And my guess is you are also interested in creating financial wealth for everybody, because this is the absolute key to true prosperity. It's not just being focused on creating wealth for myself, but how can I create wealth for myself so that I can help everyone else? My goal, my personal goal, and my guess is it's probably similar for you guys as well, my personal goal upon this planet is to create so much wealth for myself and be so empowered in a prosperity level, a financial level, and a self-honoring and self-worth level that I am able to teach that, I'm able to pass that energy on to others. Because it's more than just teachings, it's more than just training, it's an energy. It's the energy of abundance. It's the energy that you get passed on when you go visit a channel or a guru or a great teacher, because they have embodied a certain high level of vibration. They have awoken their energy fields and expanded their energy fields and expanded and opened their minds. They have shifted their consciousness, and they have healed aspects of themselves to a large degree, to where they, what they are speaking about is emanating from their energy fields. So another goal today is to instill prosperity consciousness, true divine prosperity consciousness, into your hearts and minds and into your energy fields and into your DNA and into your consciousness, so that it emanates out and touches everyone and is a wave. Everywhere you go is a wave of prosperity. And it creates more prosperity for you and attracts more prosperity for you. And people that interact with you will also experience more prosperity just by being in your presence. They will just feel more prosperous in your presence. And also the goal here is to also connect to our divine presences and our divine mission and our divine function of what we have come to this planet to create for ourselves. for ourselves personally and for the whole planet, for all of humanity, because each one of us carries a specific realm of teaching and a specific certain bias, vibration, way of being, whatever you would like to call it, of what you are primarily driven by, that gives you passion, that brings you joy. So hopefully that will be another thing that you will experience in this conference call and future conference calls or blog radio shows that I may do. My goal is to help you become empowered so that you can empower others. It's basically network spirituality. If you read a lot of my articles about prosperity and abundance, you'll know that I'm very much into network marketing, because it's the only prosperity generation. Well, there are a few others, of course, but it's one of the few business formats, business structures, business systems that is truly prosperity oriented, because anybody involved in a certain company with a good organization. But the point is, the whole system is designed where anyone can be successful. It doesn't matter what position you are. Your actions support everyone above you and everyone below you and everyone next to you. The whole point is working together. So it's the same with spirituality. The point is, we need to work together. Who your teachers are support you. And of course, you support those teachers, don't you? You go, just by you guys being here today, you are supporting me. Even though this is a free conference call, even though this is a free offering, it gives me a chance to be me and express myself and to pass on the knowledge and awareness and the energy that I have to give, that I am here to give on this planet. So I thank you all for being here, and I thank everyone who listens to this in the future. Thank you for supporting me, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to support you, because it brings me joy, and it is my passion, and it is why I am here upon this planet, is to support you, and in turn be supported by you, because we are all in this together. We are literally one family. We are one being, one soul. And we are here to work together. So I would like you all now to just center yourselves in your hearts. As we call now to the Ascended Masters and Angels and Archangels, Master Dwal Kul, Lady Nada, Saint Germain, Lord Sananda, Ishtar, Lord Ashtar, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Deborah, Rowena, Celeste, and all the lords and ladies of karma, all of the emissaries of light, the Pleiadian, Arcturian, Andromedan, Syrian emissaries of light. We call to Mother Earth now to support us. We call to the nature divas and the fairies, and all the nature spirits and the elemental beings, the mighty Elohim above, the creator gods and goddesses, to help us connect to our divine power as creator god goddesses. Now I want you guys all to say, I call now to my beloved God presence to merge with me now . I call to Saint Germain for the absolute essence of prosperity. And I call to the divine plan for the absolute essence of prosperity. of true prosperity. To be completely downloaded into my energy bodies, into my consciousness, and into my life. And beloved God presence, that I truly am, awaken for me, totally and completely, the absolute true essence of prosperity. And connect me to the divine plan. Through the great central sun, and help me to know the divine plan for prosperity, for planet Earth, and help me know how to create this. In my life, and how to support humanity to create this in their lives so that we may all experience abundance. And true prosperity. And beloved God presence, ascended masters and angels, archangels and the karmic board, help me to easily and gracefully clear all energies, all vows, agreements, and contracts, and all karma across space, time, and dimension, for myself and all my soul extensions, and all my ancestors. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now I want you to just center yourselves in your hearts now. Center yourselves in your hearts and just breathe in this support and this true prosperity, abundance, consciousness, and the divine plan of total prosperity and abundance for this earth, the absolute utopian vision where everyone works together, everyone plays together, everyone supports everyone else, and everyone does the right thing. No one ever lies, no one ever cheats, no one ever steals. And no one ever does anything that is contrary to life and love. And every person is focused upon abundance for all, health for all, including every creature, every plant upon this earth. This divine vision of a fifth dimensional civilization of heaven on earth, See this now. Connect to this and feel this in your heart. Allow it to penetrate your heart. Allow it to penetrate your cells. Allow it to penetrate every part of your being. Allow this download to come through the great central sun, through our sun, through your antikarana, your golden column of light, through your higher chakras, grounding into your chakras, into your energy body fields, grounding into your mind, consciousness, your glands, anchoring fully through your pillar of light, sending this all the way down to the core of the earth, allowing this prosperity to fill you, to energize you, to excite you, to connect you to total prosperity. Now I call for a complete Merkaba activation. I call to all the light body masters, the Arcturian masters, for an activation for all participants here and for all beings who will listen to this audio. I would like you all to just say, Merkaba activate now. Merkaba activate now. Merkaba activate now. Just feel the energy of spin, of increased vibration, as your Merkaba spins, your light body spins, your own spaceship, your own light ship, your own teleportation ship, your own dimensional space-time vehicle activates, activating your consciousness and your mind to total prosperity, abundance. Yamogajimonaga monaji monamagara moya monajimanatandara mogaramujimonandare yakujumonandare yakura Yamogajimonagara moya monajamonanara garamojamona hamo 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 jitindiara ukujimonadai jindurukua monaria. I call once again to all the nature spirits. So I want you everyone to just connect now, connect your hearts to nature. See yourself surrounded by beautiful nature, by beautiful trees and plants and birds, beautiful animals, beautiful rain, forest, waterfalls, rivers, mountains. Connecting to nature now. This is a very big tip of prosperity because contained within nature is total prosperity. This is why humanity is so hell-bent upon destroying nature, because contained within nature is total prosperity and total divinity and total oneness. The unified field is within nature, and humans are resistant to this. They want control, their egos, etc. Do not feel worthy of prosperity and abundance. Do not feel worthy of godness, of divinity, prosperity. They feel that they must take it and control it and steal it. But prosperity and abundance is available to us all the time. And we can connect to this through nature. So connecting to prosperity through nature now. Allowing yourself to be supported by the nature spirits, the elemental beings who monitor, control, and maintain the elements, earth, air, fire, water, and spirit here upon the earth. And connecting once again through your pillar, through your higher chakras to the mighty Elohim, the Elohim are the creator gods. They are very high vibrational beings on the ninth dimension and above. They are the beings who have created this planet. They are the beings that create galaxies and universes, who have trained for millions upon millions of years to create reality as we see it. Connecting now to your elemental nature and your Elohim nature and your Eloha nature. The point here, beloveds, is that you are creator gods and goddesses. You are not lowly humans trying to be spiritual. You are great, awesome spiritual masters that happen to be experiencing life as humans. And experiencing life as a human is obviously, as you have experienced, fraught with many dangers and limitations. So there are limitations in the world of form. There are limitations in the world of human. But there are no limitations to you as a spirit. You have no limitations as spirit. You are completely unlimited in the true essence of your being, the spirit being that you are, the great mastery that you are. So I'd like you to all to say once again, I call now to my God presence to merge with me. God presence, merge with me. Merge with every cell of my being. Christ presence that I truly am. I am presence. God goddess presence that I truly am. Merge with me. Merge with every cell of my being. Merge with all my DNA. Merge with my mind. Merge with my heart. My emotional body. And just feel this divine presence that always stands behind you, above you, around you, allowing this presence to merge with you. This presence is your true essence, your true presence. You only perceive that you are separate from it. You only believe that you are separate from it. You only believe that you are a human. The real truth of the matter is you're just inhabiting a human body. You are experiencing life as a human. And humans have a very limited perception of, in this case, prosperity, because they experience themselves to be unworthy, to be lesser than God, to be powerless, helpless, like they are being punished, like they have been cast out from heaven and deserve to be in hell. But you know the real truth, that all beings are love and all beings are light and all beings are truly pure and divine. And it is just an illusion, a fantasy, a creation, a belief, a vow, an agreement that we are anything other than magnificent, that we are anything other than absolute, total, magnificent, beautiful divinity, God, goddessness. So connecting to this now, connecting to this beautiful magnificence that you are. Now I want you guys all to say, I am divine magnificence. I am total abundance. I am God, Goddess. I am the essence of prosperity. I am the divine plan in action now. I am the divine plan of abundance. In action now. Just feel this abundance, this prosperity, feel this awesome magnificence. Feel this divinity that you truly are. Feel the magnificence of your being, the mastery that you truly are, for you are all indeed masters. Yes, you have ideas and you have beliefs and you have perceptions that you have adopted in this lifetime or have carried with you from other lifetimes in your soul, or that are believed and adopted, have been adopted by the aspects of your soul and your soul extensions, that you are lesser than magnificent. That you are unworthy, that you are powerless, that you are helpless. Guilt and shame, pain and suffering from these many lifetimes and experiences. But these are just experiences, they are just beliefs, they are just ideas. The point is to connect to your divine presence. Yes, you must do your healing. Help those aspects heal. But always come back to yourself. So if you experience a thought of lack, unworthy, I'm not good enough, just center yourself in your heart. Center yourself in your heart, in the center of your beingness, in your pillar of light. And you will know that that is an illusion. And what is true is that I am awesome magnificence. So just feel this now. And know that all around you in your energy fields, in your etheric body, even in your DNA and between every cell of your being, between the molecules and the electrons, are programs and beliefs held there. For many lifetimes of experience, many of which are very limited in perception, limited in their belief. But it does not matter, you are not these things. You are in the process of healing these things. And we are helping you to heal these things now, these parts of you. Karmic board steps forth now. Divine Mother steps forth now. The emissaries of light step forth now, and the ascended masters and angels now. step forth to assist you. Healing teams are assisting you now to release all limited programs that you are not good enough, that you are powerless, that you are helpless, that are hindering your prosperity and your abundance. And let us all now combine our energies. There are some that are in Australia, that there are some in America, Canada, some in Mexico, and other places upon this earth. Let us all connect our energies now. Connect your energies as one, connecting your Merkaba. I call for a group Merkaba to activate, connecting all of our energies, and connecting also the Merkabas of any beings who listen to this audio in a future time. Allowing this group Merkaba activation to take place so that we may all be supported to create the abundance that we are deserving, that we are intending, that we desire to create, but also that we have come to this planet to create. Not just for our own personal wealth and for our own personal comforts, but for our personal empowerment, so that we can have empowered lives and do what we need to do to accomplish what we need to accomplish, and to support others so that they may create wealth and abundance for themselves as well. Our hearts connect as one now, like the spokes of the wheel. And at the center of this wheel is the absolute immaculate concept, the absolute purity of prosperity, the divine plan, the pillar of prosperity for this earth. And this earth is also in the center of this pillar. We are surrounding this beautiful pillar and this earth, the earth that we are so gifted to be able to experience life upon and experience the beauty of this planet. We are so blessed, so honored to be upon this earth. Let us all support this beautiful earth and allow ourselves to be supported by her, allowing ourselves to be supported by the elementals, nature spirits, devas, fairies, family of light, the archangels and angels and ascended master beings, and all the emissaries of light, the entire hierarchy of light and love. Allowing yourself to be supported, allowing ourselves to be supported. Now, with the power of this group Merkaba, I wish for you to all to imagine something big. It can be a few things, but try to be a little more precise, just one or two things that you would like to create in your life. Whether it is a greater sum of money that comes in every week, perhaps it is a greater awakening of your consciousness, a greater connection to your presence. And put it into the center of this pillar. And put it into the earth. So all of our visions for our own lives, I want you to imagine what will help you in your life, but also add something that will help you be able to help others. Perhaps what you have already asked for and already want and put in to the center, we'll also help everyone. Already. But if not, if it is something that is fairly personal, also include something that will help you be able to help others. Perhaps it is greater sums of money. Perhaps it is a greater knowing, feeling, connection to divine guidance and presence. Greater connection to your divine presence. Greater connection to the divine plan. Maybe abilities such as clairvoyance, clairaudience, telepathy, channeling. Whatever it is, everyone, put your beautiful vision in the center. And now let us all energize all of these visions together. So everyone, just energize, energize, energize. Hold your hands up, sort of in front of your body, channeling prana, which is life force energy, channeling your love and your light and your blessings to all of our visions. Channeling, channeling, channeling. Channeling these beautiful energies. So you're energizing your own vision, your own creation, your own desire that you'd like to manifest in your life. But you are also energizing everyone else's. This is how we support each other. With our combined energy, we cannot lose. We are guaranteed success, and I wish you to know that. We wish you to know this. Because you have joined here today and combined your energies as one, what you desire to create will absolutely manifest. And with the power of our divine energies combined together, you can create this. If you need to mute yourself, just do #6 if there's noise in the background. Now also, we would like you to do some sound now to energize our group vision. I do not know how many of you have ever done much sound, but I'm going to do a little bit for you. We call this toning and light language. Tones are self-explanatory story. They are like tones. A specific tone, whereas the light language is like a specific language. It will not be something you typically speak upon this earth, but you will recognize it because you have spoken many languages, many light languages and love languages and creation languages, and many tongues upon the galaxies and the universes. So just when we do this together, just do whatever feels right, you know, we'll let it flow with joy and fun. The point is to channel higher dimensional energy into this vision to further energize our beautiful creations together. So I'm going to do a little bit for you, and then I'm going to ask you to join me. Ooh. So keep sounding, and also channeling energy through your hands into the center of the column. And while you're channeling this sound and this energy, see all of these creations manifesting, everyone's creations manifesting. Now just keep sounding. Yagujima nagara majin yagara manaya amo amo jin nagara majim nara mojumo no ne yagara mona mono jimo no mo 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 jamo nagara majama na amo jin nagara majim naga mo amo 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 jin nagara majin nagara mo. So just keep sounding and channeling energies. Keep channeling energies for everyone upon this earth, so that all beings upon this earth may manifest easily and gracefully what they truly desire, not what they're just a little ego wants, but what they truly want, what will really help them and their family and their friends and their community. And see all of your friends being able to easily and gracefully create what they have come here to create, what will truly support them. And once again, see every being, know that every being upon this call, and every being who joins in the future, by combining our energies, we are supporting each other. And what we desire is guaranteed to manifest, it is guaranteed. Now I wish for you to bring joy into this. This is another great tip for creation. Creating with love and creating with joy. With the joy in your heart. So we wish for you to connect to the joy in your heart now. To help energize this creation of yours and the creation of everyone. And for the heart desires of everyone upon this earth. The joy in our hearts, feel this joy, beloveds. Feel the joy within your hearts. Extend and give this joy to others. Give this joy to your vibration, your creation. this desired creation, give this joy to your friends upon this call. Give your joy, express your joy to every being upon the earth. Your happiness, your bliss. The essence of perfection.
Yakua kipa komati makua karata danaraku. Kiavani mandararu. Tanito jumba nara ru kamara eta nara u kia u kia u aka
najimo no mo 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 najimo no mo mo.
Now if you feel drawn to do some low tones now to ground this vibration. So this is another key of abundance, a key of prosperity, generation, creation. To ground the frequencies, to ground the energies. Ground the energies in your body and ground your visions. And sound is a very powerful activator. Very powerful sound, clearer, to clear all energies that might impede this energy. So let us, but before we do a bit of grounding, let's do a little bit more clearing. Clearing now, our focused intent is upon any energies that might be limiting our abundance and prosperity. We have already been receiving assistance with our energy fields. Let us now put our own personal focus, our own personal will into this. So we're going to do a little bit more sound, but with a specific intention of healing and clearing. Healing and clearing for all aspects of ourselves across space, time, and dimension, and any belief, any program, any vow or agreement that might be limiting our abundance. We're going to sound to dismantle this time, and to provide healing grace. So let us begin with this intention. Taking care of the aspects of our beingness, our soul and soul extensions, and our ancestors who believe themselves to be unworthy, powerless, helpless, unworthy of prosperity and abundance, unworthy of love, worthy of being cared for and respected and honored. We send them love and light. We sing for them now. Amma yanare gara yanu ya 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 ra ya ra give gifts to them, tenderness and love and blessings, giving blessings to all these aspects of yourself. I believe that you are lesser than God, that you are not deserving of wealth, that money is evil, or there is something wrong with being wealthy, or that you will somehow become corrupt if you become wealthy. Or perhaps times of lifetimes when you have abused your wealth, or judged others for being wealthy when they have abused you. Extending love and blessings and healing, grace, divine dispensations, we call for divine dispensations, healing grace, silver ray of grace, healing love cocoons and karmic absolution for all these aspects of ourselves now. See them all being taken care of, beloveds. As you take care of these parts of you, and we also support each other, all aspects of ourselves are supported by our group Merkaba, by the family of light. Our tender healing grace and support extends out to each and every one of us, and all beings who will listen to this call in the future. Love and blessings, our group Merkaba combines, surrounds him in golden columns of light and beautiful flowers and glistening fairy glitter. And we give them dolphin kisses, all these parts of ourselves. Beautiful hugs and kisses, hugs and kisses. And snuggles, and cuddles, and arumacos, besos. To all these beautiful parts of ourselves. Mucho amore para our beautiful amigos y amigas. Beautiful tenderness, blessings, blessing them all now. And now bringing them all in with your beautiful wings, your angel wings, your fairy wings, bringing them into your heart, every aspect of yourself. Every part of you, this lifetime and many other. And the dolphins swim into your hearts now, beloveds. The fairies dance upon your cheeks and your noses and your ears, and give you fairy tickles and dolphin kisses to help you remember that you are total divine prosperity, that you are total divine abundance, that you have come to this earth to create abundance and to live on a planet of abundance. You are here to dismantle, at times, old structures that are hindering abundance from manifesting. But mostly your job is to create the new, not try to dismantle the old. The old way is already dead. It just does not know it yet. This little, terminology that humans use, flogging a dead horse. The old world and people upon this earth are flogging the dead horse that they have run around the track so many times that it has died and no longer will move, but they keep flogging it, they keep whipping it, saying, "Go, horsey, go," but this horse is dead. It's time to create a new civilization. It's time to climb aboard the Pegasus and the unicorns, the new horses, and ride them into the beautiful sunset. It's time for joy and fun. It's time to let go of our pain and suffering and our struggle. So we wish for you to let go of your struggle now, letting go of all old beliefs that you need to struggle, that it is spiritual to struggle, that by struggling you will somehow earn your spiritual worth, earn your way into heaven, so to speak. The time of struggle is complete, beloveds. The power is in your hands, and in your minds, and in your hearts. You have the power to create whatever reality you desire to create. And let us once again support each other's realities. Know that everyone here, your divine visions are manifesting now. It is not just a future thing. It is being created for you now. See yourself with this creation in your life now. Feel this creation in your life now, whatever it is. Feel it in your life. If it is money, then you are feel this big pile of money in your arms, and your wallet is always jam-packed, and your bank account is always full, and your credit card account bills are nothing, down to zero. You are able to pay them off instantly, effortlessly. You are able to buy whatever you want, and whatever it is that you want to create for yourself spiritually, see it, feel it now. You already are all these things, beloveds. Everything that you can imagine yourself to be, you already are. There are just a few elements that are blocking it, perhaps, sometimes. But you can connect to whatever beautiful thing. You can be whatever beautiful thing. You can embody whatever beautiful thing it is, and create it in your life, because you already have it, you already are it. Many of the things that you wish to create for yourself, such as telepathy or the ability to channel or to connect to spirit or write or create art or whatever creative expression it is or whatever spiritual expression it is, you have done many of these things already in many lifetimes. It is already part of your soul and part of your mastery. And all that is needed is for you to bring it into your physical body, into your energy fields and into your consciousness, and live it, be it, act upon it. Have faith that you can do it, beloveds. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith, beloveds. We are with you always. We are always supporting you to do what you have come here to do. Everybody still there? Everybody having fun? Right. Oh, and we were going to do some grounding. Let's do some grounding now. Let's ground all of this energy for ourselves, for this planet, for each other. So, see all of these energies that we've been working with. Grounding into you now. Just feel them grounding into your chakras and into your energy fields. Just feel them, pull them in to your bodies. And know that through our divine support, it is grounding into every being here. And with our support, all of the beautiful energy that we have created together, that we have generated together, is helping everyone to create, manifest our divine visions here in our bodies, in our lives, effortlessly and gracefully. And let us do some very deep tones now to ground this. So as deep as you can go. You might not be able to get as deep as that, but and just feel this grounding as you're doing this toning. And put your hands on the ground. Ground all of this energy into Mother Earth. Grounding into Mother Earth now. Grounding, grounding, grounding. Grounding for yourself. Everyone upon the earth. Grounding, grounding, grounding. Yaku kamandi andandariya jundur kumanaya da jundur kuam. Yaku jiman india raku jiman andara girigi jiman baragu muamu 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 muamu. And now everyone just center yourselves in your hearts. We offer all the energies that we have generated together as a divine gift for humanity. So just everyone see this beautiful energy that we have created together for our own abundance, going out as a wave across the planet. And everyone else upon this earth is able to easily and gracefully connect to their heart and their divine presence and connect to true prosperity consciousness and know what that is and how to create it. And everyone is supported to create prosperity and abundance in their lives. Everyone is supported. Everyone is supported, and we support everyone. We are this powerful, beloveds. You are all that powerful. You are all amazing divine beings and masters. And your love is so great that you can help beings that you do not know that live clear on the other side of the planet to create wealth for themselves, to create joy for themselves, to create divinity and bliss and happiness for themselves. Just with the thought of it, just with your intent, just with your gift. And we thank you all, beloveds, for your commitment, for your energy, for your love, for joining with us, for assisting yourself, for assisting each other, and for assisting the beings upon this planet. When you do group Merkaba work together, it is so powerful. You cannot even imagine how powerful it is. But we wish for you to. We wish for you to connect to this. To know how powerful this is and how powerful something as simple as what you have just done, how truly powerful it is. When you work together, when you play together, when you join your energies together. And know that as these creations that you wish to create for yourself manifest in your life, thank all of your buddies that have helped you. Everyone upon this call, all the ascended masters and angels, everyone who supports you, we are here to support you. We are all here to support each other. We are not here to be alone. If we were here to be alone, then we would have ended up on some other planet, all alone. So how's everybody feeling? Did everybody have a good time? You're very welcome. You're all so welcome. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming on board and for combining your energies and playing together. I hope we get to play together a lot more in the future over the telephone and computer waves and in person. I hope to see you all at some point or another on planet Earth as we co-create heaven on Earth together. You're welcome. Indeed. I love you all. We all love each other. So I'll make this audio available on my website, and keep in touch with me. I'll be doing more conference calls and possibly some blog radio, which will be just, you'll be able to listen to on the internet. I'll keep you posted. So if you're not one of my subscribers, send me an email and I'll put you on my email list and keep you posted. And there are lots of audios available from past events that I've done, some that are available for free. Others that I've done lots and lots of workshops, and I try to keep them very inexpensive, so you can get those various CDs and DVDs, and I also have many wonderful products that I hope you'll spend all that fabulous money that you guys are going to manifest now, so that I can keep doing this job. I have a couple of books and an Ascension CD. It's a double CD of amazing Ascension meditations, which I highly recommend. My book is called The Ascension Master's Toolkit, which I highly recommend. And there are free tools from the Ascension Master's Toolkit called the Mini Ascension Master Toolkit that is free on my website. Or have I made it into an ebook? I know I'm planning to make it into an ebook. But I'm not going to charge much for it, you know, like $5 or something. But I think right now it's still on there for free. So, blessings on your journey, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Love you too. May all your divine blessings come true. Okay, I'm just going to turn the little recording off, and then I'll bid you all a fair adieu. Okay, beautifuls, blessings on your journey. Okay, bye-bye.